Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and yesterday we started down the road of the science of cuteness, and I promised that today I would share how we can get it. So where can we get this cuteness? Of course, exposure to babies and young animals is a powerful hit, but we don't always have such access. Therefore, we must include inanimate objects like the Japanese have done. A few examples of characters would be Hello Kitty and Care Bears and Pushin and Animal Crossing, and even some Pokemon. However, it can be much more straightforward, like rainbows and butterflies and flowers. And there are other ways to incorporate cuteness into your life as well. And Psychology Today recommends the following. First, add cuteness to your day, such as cute images or items in your space. Personify your belongings with a cuteness mentality to make you take better care of them. Even picture people as they could have looked when they were kids, just to stave off that anger. Right? When you're super annoyed at someone. Also, you can utilize cuteness in psychology. So I'm going to touch a bit on this one. Sometimes when people are cute, people don't take them seriously. For example, teenage girls who look much younger than their years suggests that they can often have trouble getting their parents or adults to view their opinions as mature since they are still perceived as cute. A way to neutralize this is to lower your cute volume. This can be done by pitching your voice lower or making yourself seem larger. This can happen in various situations, such as husbands who view their wives as cute when they get angry or bossy or don't take their workers seriously due to a youthful appearance. Now, I don't want to get off on this topic, so I will conclude with this. Cuteness is usually a good thing, and a little drop can lighten the heart and improve your happiness. So I encourage you to take a moment today to send a cute animal picture to a loved one to trigger that aww response and brighten their day. And remember, kindness is contagious.